Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I am
beautiful. Yep.
That's how we start this episode of our professional podcast that pays all of our rent. Mm-hmm. This is It Could Happen Here, a podcast about things falling apart, and today we're talking about Twitter, because nothing embodies falling apart quite like Twitter. We have on the show today Garrison Davis, Chris, Shireen, James, everybody, the whole crew, except for the people who aren't here. They're not here, but I hate them.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's everybody?
Don't we all?
Great. I just woke up, had my coffee, scrolled on Twitter for an hour, so I'm ready to go.
This has been legitimately the best 3 weeks that we have had on Twitter since like 2013.
I feel bad for all the people who've like left because they're missing some of Twitter.
So first off, I want to say we're gonna try not to get too into the weeds here. If you're not a Twitter person, and most people are not Twitter people. The reason that, number one, I want to start by explaining why we think this is worth getting into, which is that, like, Twitter has an undeniable command of, like, global news discourse. It's where all of the journalists hang out. It's where a significant number of the politicians and wealthy business people hang out. And all of us are being broken by it. Like, it's one big opium den that we are all, like, engaging in an addiction that is destroying our brains inside. It's not good for anyone, but it's undeniably important. And since Elon Musk took over, things have been quite wild. So,
to say the least,
we're going to give an update on kind of some of the stuff that's been happening in Twitter at the end here. But I want to read a little essay I wrote, just kind of looking at mostly a single post Musk made and some of the responses to it that I think says a lot about where we are as a species right now. On October 31st, 2022, shortly after taking control of Twitter from its former shareholders, Elon Musk went on a frenzy of what you might call ill-considered, amphetamine-derived tweets about his ideas for how the site should function. At one point, he noted that $20 a month seemed like a fair price for people to pay to get or keep blue check marks. There was even talk of $20 a month being the price to use Twitter at all and paywalling the entire site. Now, a lot of people thought this was bug fuck, especially since, like, HBO doesn't cost that much. And it's yeah. got Andor on it. Like,
no, it doesn't.
You can watch. Yeah. Wait, that's is
Disney
that not
HBO? Disney has Andor.
Both of the streaming services that I watch, I stole from you, Garrison.
Yeah,
so I forget
I'm
which
the
is
one
on
who pays for both of these for Robert to watch anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So really, it's an incredible deal. So everyone made fun of the fact that Elon was suggesting this, and no one had a bigger laugh than Stephen King. Now, Stephen King, if you're not aware, is worth pretty close to $1 billion. He is an unbelievably wealthy man.
And, like, he has, like, actual money, not, like, stock made-up money.
No, that is cash. He has hundreds of millions of dollars in cash because people like his books.
He probably has more money than Elon Musk.
He has more, like, actual money than Elon Musk.
He probably has
his liquid assets.
He's a very liquid man because he wrote The Shining and The Stand and Cujo and that clown book. So many. He writes a new book every week.
That's what it's called.
He's the only man who has successfully turned a painkiller addiction into putting out a best-selling novel every single month. What a hero. Anyway, he tweeted, quote, $20 a month to keep my blue check? Fuck that. They should pay me. If that gets instituted, I'm gone like Enron. Now, in addition to being the kind of wordplay for which Stephen King has become rightly famous, the reason that he got kind of pissed off is actually sensible. Obviously, $20 means nothing to someone with his kind of money. But he's not wrong about his central argument, which is that, like, Twitter ought to be paying people like him. He has nearly 7 million followers, and he tweets very regularly. Yeah. Massive accounts like Stephen King's are not Twitter's customers. They are the business itself.
It's the product.
It is the product. Yeah. I want to quote now from a report in Reuters. Quote, these heavy tweeters account for less than 10% of monthly overall users, but generate 90% of all tweets and half of global revenue. Heavy tweeters have been in absolute decline since the pandemic began, a Twitter researcher wrote in an internal document titled, Where Did the Tweeters Go? Now,
that is very funny.
other social media sites like Instagram or TikTok or whatever, once you're like, have a lot of followers, you can make money. So I think Twitter is different in that way.
Yeah,
so,
like, it is. I am the only person in the history of Twitter who has actually turned being a shit poster into a lucrative professional career. I am the only one. Everyone else on Twitter.
Drill erasure.
Drill was already like in this, like Drill was already, I think, like in the scene doing stuff. Like,
well,
I,
they had,
I think
they done something, had something to
guy.
Do with Homestuck. But the point is that the people like Stephen King are what makes Twitter profitable. The idea that, like, they owe the company money to be able to tweet is kind of absolutely absurd. And in addition to that, like, it feeds into a serious problem the site is having. Before Elon bought it, they're attempting to answer the question of, like, why are these people who are responsible for most of our money tweeting less? Because it's costing us. Like, it is. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why Twitter has been on a profit downslope lately. The only profitable years the company has had, I should note, were 2018 and 2019, in which they were doing reasonably well financially. Mm-hmm. And since the pandemic started, Twitter has reliably lost hundreds of millions of dollars per year. This research, which was attempting to answer the question, why be that, concluded, quote, cryptocurrency and not safe for work content, which includes nudity and pornography, are the highest growing topics of interest among English-speaking heavy users, the report found. At the same time, interest in news, sports, and entertainment is waning among those users. Tweets on those topics, which have helped Twitter burnish an image as the world's digital town square, as Musk once called it, are also the most desirable for advertisers. So basically, the things that advertisers like to see ads next to are becoming less popular on Twitter, and shit that is poison for advertisers has become more popular. Now, this is a problem for Musk because he loves crypto shilling, which is a huge issue for everyone who isn't a crypto weirdo. There are some opportunities. One of the things that I thought wasn't a bad idea was Musk suggested ways in which to like monetize the site so sex workers could more effectively monetize their followings, which is a way Twitter might be able to make more money. Now, is that likely to make the company money in excess of what they would lose in advertising for becoming known as the fuck site? Probably not. Probably, broadly speaking, a bad idea. So in addition to Musk's outright hatred of journalists and reporting, it seems like just his general vibes might not be great for bringing back the advertisers. He seems to be personally inclined
to... halfway through. Probably been fine.
He seems to be personally inclined to like go after the things and support the things that are directly poison for Twitter's bottom line, which is fascinating for a guy who's spending $44 billion on the site.
Can we mention for a second, by the way, the reason he spent $44 billion on the site was because he bought the stock, the site's shares for a meme price that someone suggested on Twitter?
Yes, it was like $54 and $54.20. So there's a 420.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is why he spent $44 billion on this site.
And he previously, it's worth noting, he previously did that with Twitter stock or with Tesla stock. He attempted to take Tesla private for $420 a share.
Heavily reprimanded.
The SEC really went after him for that one because it's illegal. Because it's very exactly. Because that was very illegal.
Along with being very not that funny. It's also worth noting that like the one thing that he actually has, he has created. Right? He didn't invent Tesla. He didn't even invent
PayPal.
Is his reply guys. No, yeah. his reply guys are like his unique asset, and he's trying to price them out of being his reply guys.
The cult of personality like, stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but like that's largely built on Twitter, right? Like the whole cult around him.
Well, and Reddit, but...
Yeah, and just like the fact that like people think he's a genius, XYZ, whatever.
That's too big a topic for today's episode.
He's proven that not to be true in recent...
We'll see. But, you know, we're not talking today about like Musk's, broadly speaking, why Musk is a con man. We'll talk about that. We've talked about that on plenty of other occasions. Yeah. Nor is this supposed to be an exhaustive explanation for why Musk's Twitter is likely to fall apart. We don't have the end of that story yet. So instead, what I want to do is review a single tweet and particularly the responses to that tweet, because I think it is hugely interesting and kind of an important cultural artifact. So the tweet was a response by Musk to the Stephen King tweet that I read earlier, right? King being like, I'm not going to pay $20 for this. Yeah. Musk responded simply, we need to pay the bills somehow. Twitter cannot rely entirely on advertisers. How about $8? Now, this is also very funny because this man...
mind-boggling. You're peering into the soul of a man and you're like, whoa, there's nothing in there.
There's nothing but it's just bouncing around like a fucking BB and a goddamn dryer. So the first comments to this response are what you'd expect. There's a mix of anti-Musk lib types laughing at his bad business sense, mocking the idea of making Twitter's most valuable users pay for the site. You've got your Musk defenders insisting that blue checks are some sort of out-of-touch elite, which is one of my favorite bits of deranged right-wing culture, that like there's some sort of like,
No, the thing is, like,
this was the palace at Versailles.
This was an old left Twitter joke. Literally, it was like there was a running series of jokes about like the blue check bourgeoisie and like, and then somehow all of these people became convinced it was real, and through a process that like I cannot even begin to understand.
The process, and this is critical, is that you cannot tell jokes on Twitter.com.
That's true.
That is the actual process, and that is the that's what's happening here. So a representative Musk defender response is this comment by Douche Canoe Magoo.
Just pause. Harrison, pause for laughter.
Everyone stop.
And continue. Okay.
Ha 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 ha. Dude worth $500 million who wants to tax the rich can't play $20. Ha ha ha. Hey, Elon Musk, I'll pay this loser's $20 a month. Now, I looked into it, and this guy is an anti-vaxxer with 34 followers, if you're curious.
Cool. Okay.
On the lib side, you've got guys like Keith Olbermann subtweeting Musk to try and use, like, numbers and math to show that this business plan, was never a business, real business plan, isn't going to make money. The first interesting response, though, is a few comments down from Keith by a journalist named Hopewell Chinono. Good morning, Elon Musk. For a lot of journalists in Africa, verification has helped us to not fall victim to state tactics to use our names to spread propaganda. I have been to jail 3 times inside 6 months for exposing corruption. Few African journalists will afford the U.S. $20. And attached to this tweet were images from 2 Guardian articles about Hopewell. I'm going to quote from one now. Chinono posted on his Twitter account that police had taken him from his house and said that they were charging him with communicating falsehoods. The arrest comes after Chinono tweeted that police had beaten an infant to death while enforcing COVID-19 lockdown rules this week. Police later said the information was false. Before the latest arrest, Chinono was out on bail on separate charges of inciting violence as after he voiced support for an anti-government protest in July, and also on contempt of court charges for allegedly claiming corruption within the country's National Prosecution Agency. Chinono is one of Zimbabwe's most prominent critics of President Emmerson, I'm not going to be able to pronounce that last name, administration, accusing it of corruption and human rights abuses. The government denies the charges. Now, Hopewell is a Harvard fellow. He is an award-winning journalist, and I had no idea this guy existed prior to this tweet. He is an extremely courageous person who, from everything I can read, is reporting on corruption within the Zimbabwean government, has been very influential, recently led to the sacking of the very corrupt health minister. I would not have heard of this man without Twitter. He would not have had a voice capable of reaching a large number of people without Twitter. It's possible those Guardian articles about him and his struggle would not exist if it weren't for the prominence of his Twitter account. And, you know, it's also worth noting that if Twitter weren't the site that it is, he never would have had a chance to make his concerns public anywhere close to the CEO of that company. Many things about this interaction cry out for the very best about Twitter, the smallest and probably most valuable of the major social media websites, and at least a social level. We all call it the hell site, and a huge part of Twitter culture is despising it, but moments like this really do make a lot of the bullshit worthwhile. In the articles Hopewell attached to his post, he's wearing a red and white striped shirt. The top response to Hopewell's reply to Musk is by Jason Roberge, a Musk reply guy, One America News and Fox News commenter. He writes, "Why did they dress you like American Waldo? I'll pay for your subscription." Hopewell replies, "That is very kind of you. That is prison uniform. My imprisonment was triggered by tweets exposing state corruption. The ruling political elites use captured state institutions to punish journalists who expose the looting of public funds." Which, I don't know, another perfectly characteristic Twitter response, someone being like, "Ah, yeah. Oh, look at the way he's dressed," and being like, "Yeah, that's a prison uniform. Yeah. I just got out of prison."
For when I was doing amazing journalism.
Yeah. It's just very, it says a lot. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, it is. Have you come across his, I guess, hopewellchinono.com, which is not his website?
No, Jesus, my God. Is it like a government thing?
Yes, it's a government. Hopewellchinono is very deceptive. He's the liar and a dishonest person. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, just
Oh, wow. This is an incredible website. Look at this.
Yeah, they've done some work. Someone's been on GeoCities.
I love that the background is like a boat sailing into the stars.
The solar sea.
What the fuck?
They're not doing their finest work over there in Zimbabwe.
The first section is, the title in all caps is, and I quote, "Daddy Hope Story."
Yeah, that's his Twitter handle. That's his.
Okay. His residence looks like a sex haven, apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know what they look like, but you can, like, these. Obvious that, like, he's obviously, like, disinformation about him personally is a big fucking issue for this guy.
Yeah.
His name.com is
which is a great example of why verification on Twitter is an important.
It's a wonderful example of that, Garrison.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Now, the responses to this guy continued to be pretty amazing. Another fun reply was simply, I thought that in Zimbabwe they arrest only white folks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. Has that person got a picture of, like, a some kind of white guy in very short shorts? And
yeah, yeah. He's some serious Rhodesian shit on that dude's timeline.
Yeah.
Now, I want to note, most of the responses to Hopewell are very positive. And all of the negative replies have multiple people attacking the people who are going after Hopewell and defending him. Because Twitter works the way that it does, though, this increases engagement, provides an algorithmic boost to everybody involved. The whole situation in his replies is kind of as bleak and hopeless as Hopewell's initial reply is itself hopeful. Scrolling down further, the replies to Musk's tweet, we get this gem from The Skin Doctor. And this is somebody just like tweeting his advice to Elon. How about privilege classes like white straight men and women, upper caste Hindus pay $100 for their blue ticks. You keep $8 each from it and pay the rest $92 to oppressed classes blue tickers like rich communists, LGBT, Dalits, feminists, left journos, vegans, PETA. Fair, no? This one's quite the response.
It has
7,200 likes, which makes sense because the Skin Doctor has more than 500,000 followers. He is a Hindu dermatologist from Flower Mound, Texas, who posts like pro-Hindu fascist content.
He's like a far-right, Hindu guy. Yeah.
He also posts right-wing sketch comedy videos about how a modern Titanic sinking wouldn't put women and children first because of wokeness. He's an incredible account. I recommend following The Skin Doctor.
Jesus Christ.
No, do not follow.
This is the world that RRR wants.
The responses of his to his tweet are another perfect microcosm of Twitter, because a big part of it is he has this like long fight with another right winger who doesn't get the joke and attacks him for being woke and also gets thousands upon thousands of likes.
Yes,
it's so good. And it's probably, you know, fair for me to talk just a little bit about the liberal lefty, you know, Musk reply guys, the ones who reply to every one of his posts but attacking him. So let's talk about Eric Davis, a verified candidate for the North Carolina State House with 54 followers.
Not a lot of followers.
He is a Democrat, and he seems to be trying to draft off of Musk's replies to increase his own popularity in that. This was, you know, prior to the election. We should check in on how Eric Davis did in North Carolina.
Followers voted for him, and therefore,
I love that his like all his replying just landed with 54 people. Like,
it's very funny.
Attempts.
Yeah. His reply shows a total lack of understanding about what's happening with Twitter. Quote, wait, so Twitter was perfectly fine before the supposedly richest man took control, but now that it has even more money and got rid of many of the workers so it's even cheaper to sustain, now it can't survive without paying? That is par logic for the Musk fan base, I guess, which is completely wrong. Twitter was not making money. Twitter was losing hundreds of millions of dollars a year and now makes even less money. But anyway, it's got 374 likes, which is one of the biggest tweets this particular candidate has had.
By the way, that is what? Are we looking at the same guy?
Did he win?
North Carolina School Board.
Oh, no, not over school, but in the general election, he got 8,000 votes and lost by, he lost by 52% of the votes. He got 26, 23% of the vote. His opponent got 76.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. If only he had, if only he'd tweeted more.
Yeah, yep.
If only he'd owned Elon Musk a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Via tweets.
That would have swung things.
God, that's funny. So, further down is a political cartoon, and I do not understand it, but I'm going to force you all to observe it.
I can look at it. I can try to explain it.
Drop it in the chat.
So, that's the political cartoon.
So it's the meme of the guy who's walking with his girlfriend and is looking at the other woman.
Yeah.
Except all of their faces are cartoon faces of Elon Musk.
And what is that saying?
Elon Musk's girlfriend is wearing a Twitter shirt, and he's looking over at a girl with.
But she's
Elon
just Musk's wearing face. A red shirt.
Wearing a red tank top. Yeah.
What does this mean?
And that's a hard question, Robert. I feel like we could do a whole semester about what this means.
Yeah, yeah. Elon is distracted by Elon looking at Elon.
It's like ignoring Twitter because you're looking over at the red pill, I guess. I don't know. You're looking.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
The red pill is also you, like hot you.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's supposed to mean anything.
That's probably true.
They all have his face, which makes it so much more complicated.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
There's a lot going on there.
I'm so happy that none of us have been on the internet enough to understand what this means, guys. I'm so proud of us.
So, and lastly, there's my very favorite reply from someone called Dr. Disrespect with a staggering 2.4 million followers.
Wait, do you not know who this is?
He's some video game player.
Oh my God.
He wears like a plate carrier while he's playing video games and
he's
also
so
out in public sometimes.
Yeah, someone.
Oh my God.
Brief me.
Anyway, he tweets this to Musk. Let the 2X give you a thought. Allow face scan / retinal scan into a blue check mode similar to iPhone unlock through face scan. But in this case, only while scan is active, a tweet is created alongside unique code coinciding with that instance. Let's wake up, Elon. This has 8,322 likes.
Wow.
So who the fuck is this guy?
Okay, so he's an FPS streamer, right? Like he was like a big COD streamer. He does this like whole thing where he has these like persona that he's really
he's a first he's a first person shooter streamer who plays Call of Duty.
Okay.
There,
among other things.
I was genuinely thinking about fish, so I'm
he got banned from Twitch for doing something that like he's been banned, I think, a couple. Was he the guy who got banned because he took a video in a...
Why are you asking us?
We all
I think he might be the guy who got banned for taking a video in a bathroom. I can't remember exactly. He's also... Okay, so one of the things he's most famous for is he's one of the people who are... There's this entire cadre of, like, professional, like, Call of Duty streamers whose entire thing is that they don't want there to be ranked matchmaking in video games because they don't like playing against good players and they want to be able to stream pub stomps all the time. And they're really, really mad about this and have been screaming at every game dev who has, like, ever existed for, like, multiple years now about how they suck, but, like...
So he's the guy who plays Twitch video games.
Okay. Yeah, he wants. He's also mad about playing against people who are good at it. I hate him. He's really annoying. Yeah. He's
okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's
okay. All right. We're good.
This is the last time.
That's all we need to know about this fellow.
Yeah. So, I've learned a lot.
That's the little thing that I wrote about that. I couldn't get it out of my head. I don't know why. I just found that specific post in the comments to it.
It is fascinating. Because it both shows that Musk did not have a clear game plan on what he wants going forward into this. Like, the $20, how fast the $20 a month thing got disregarded for $8 just because of one tweet.
Stephen King didn't like it.
Yeah, it's very clear. He's just bouncing from one thing to another with no clear idea on what he's doing whatsoever. And then with the thing about the journalist, it really shows how... Elon does not understand what verification is or why it exists, and slowly over the course of these past few weeks has understood why it exists and just replaced it with another with a second check mark beneath the first check mark. So you have your blue check mark, then you have your official check mark. It's just wild that he's slowly over the course of mostly thousands of people impersonating him to make fun of him. He realized why verification exists. And I mean, but it's telling that like he did not know why it exists until it was a personal problem that impacted him specifically.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about journalists from Zimbabwe. He doesn't care that's going to happen. It only becomes a thing when it's going to start impacting him.
Yeah. Can we take a moment of silence for our brave posters who went out in a blaze of glory impersonating Bus and getting their accounts banned?
That was all funny, but that's less of the. So I want to talk about Sarah Silverman. Like, what's actually like, because people have fucked around and had fun. A bunch of famous people got banned making fun of Elon Musk, and it was, you know, the funny part of this was that legitimate damage was done to a couple of companies, Lockheed Martin and
Eli Lilly,
and a couple.
Fuck them.
Had damage to their stock price done, which is at least, you know, probably temporary, although they haven't yet recovered to the heights they were before the joke. What's less temporary is that as a result of those jokes, at least one company, Eli Lilly, pulled millions of dollars in advertising off of Twitter. So the $8 checkmark did cause real financial harm to Twitter, the company, and at least kind of a temporary financial slap on the wrist to some other people. It's kind of unclear what the long-term impacts of that will be, but Musk has delayed the rollout of the blue checkmark plan on a wider basis for like a month until they figure shit out, which they may not do. At the present time, what you're seeing is he's fired and is continuing to fire everybody within the company who says anything negative against him. A couple of engineers were bold enough to like critique him or argue with him on Twitter, and there have also been people within the company who have kind of pushed out corrections to some of his posts through Twitter's Birdwatch thingamajig that have been critical of like things he said that were not factually true. And at the moment, kind of the holding pattern, what we're kind of doing is sort of watching him purge most of the old staff of Twitter as he seems to be in the process of trying to hire new people on. And one of the most recent thing that's happened is he's sent out a letter saying basically, like, everybody has to go into hardcore crazy mode to make the company profitable. Yeah. If you don't want to do this, you know, here's the door. You can get your 3-month severance. And it kind of looks like the vast majority of the remaining engineers may take the severance. There's a good reason for this. So basically, the kind of position they're in, the way, and this is heavily involved in how Silicon Valley works. The way to make a lot of money in Silicon Valley is to get equity in a company before it gets huge, right? You can also get a big salary at a company, but a big salary for a dev might be $400,000 to $800,000 a year if you're really, really good. Whereas if you get in on the ground floor of a startup that goes public, you could make hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Big difference in those two things. Musk is asking people to work like nightmare startup amounts, but they will not have any equity or any, but like if they figure out Twitter 2.0 and suddenly make it a website that a billion people use, which is what he wants, they will not have any share in that. So a lot of devs are making the decision to like, well, I'm just going to take the severance and try to build something else or try to get a job in another startup or like try it. Because why wouldn't you, if you were capable of making the next big social media app, why wouldn't you take the money, leave Twitter and just try to do it rather than try to do it through fucking Twitter, which is a goddamn disaster right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's more or less where things are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be
a
me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing is worth mentioning is that the people who are left at Twitter, like, don't know how the site works. Like, Musk has no idea how the site works.
No.
Like, the, yeah. You know, this is, like, on the sort of back-end infrastructure end. And so, like, we are... Like we've already had, there was a thing people found out where like Twitter ads is storing people's like most of the digits of people's credit cards in plain text. Like the site is physically falling apart. It's already started. It's probably just going to continue. And like we are probably not that far away from just watching the actual site just physically fall apart. And so, you know, I mean,
maybe.
There's a real question. Like,
Elon is taking a step back from CEO.
Yeah.
He's looking to probably hire some competent people instead because he's realized how hard it is and it's not fun anymore.
Like, it's that's true, but there's kind of a problem here, which is that, like, there's a lot of, like, I really doubt Twitter as, like, very, very good. I mean, I don't know, its documentation is probably okay, but there's a lot of people who understand how critical stuff works where it's just gone, right? And it's not as easy as just, like, you can, like, you know, just sock it in another person who's, like, oh, who, like, knows how programming works, right? Like, you need the expertise from those people who had deep understandings of how it works. And, like, you know, maybe there's enough time to sort of, like, fill in the gaps and, like, take it out of its tailspin. But I don't know, especially, like, with... You know, the number of people who are just increasingly leaving.
Yeah.
Nobody really does know. And, it's one of those things we'll all watch as this shakes out. I don't know if I think the whole site's going to actually fall apart. The thing that's actually likely is that there will be increasing security breaches due to the fact that there are less people minding the store. Folks' data will be exposed. I cannot emphasize enough, do not attach your fucking credit card to Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Or do not, like, message, like, a lot of us use Twitter for reporting. I get DMs all the time for people who want to leak stuff, people who want to talk to me about stuff, some of which might not be legal where they are. Like, don't fucking do that on twitter.com anymore. Message someone, ask for Signal, ask for Proton Mail, do something like that.
Yeah.
Like it that could be very dangerous for some people.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that could go wrong as a result of this for people. But I think it will probably be a series of scandals and fuck-ups like that, as opposed to just the site goes offline one day. Now, that said, it's not impossible that, like, because Elon is a guy who is, shall we say, somewhat mercurial. It's possible the site will lose enough money that one day he's just like, fuck it, and turns it off. He does technically have that ability. That would be kind of a fascinating thing to see happen. I don't know.
I think that's a much lower likely scenario.
Yeah, well, I think it's worth pointing out, like, when I say the site breaks, like, it's probably not going to be there's one day where it just doesn't load. Like, but what we've already been seeing, like, they I I think by accident, basically broke a bunch of how two-factor authentication worked because they shut down the micro. Yeah. And, like, they're going to keep doing stuff like that, and there's just going to be, like, random stuff that just stops working.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And, like and that's already happening. I mean, Twitter's already been kind of a piece of shit, like, even when it had an actual staff, and now it's, like...
Yeah, it is important to note the people who were running Twitter prior to Musk taking over were not great at their jobs, because, as evidenced by the fact that Twitter lost $212 million last year.
Yeah. I don't know. In the meantime, there's an account that documents all the dogs at the UC strike, which is delightful.
Oh, it's sick.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. At Picket Dogs. Get involved in that.
That does go back to...
As this is happening to Twitter, Meta is also going through a series of devastating layoffs and is similarly impacting their functionality and pivoting very hard away from the news-driven approach that they've been doing the past few years. So the two main, like, old guard social media sites, which would be Facebook and Twitter, are going under significant changes. TikTok is, of course, owned by companies that are not great on your own data privacy. Instagram is owned by Facebook. Yeah. And Mastodon is miserable. So
Mastodon is... We're going to get yelled at so much by the Mastodon people, but I'm just... Yeah. Look, I couldn't figure out how Mastodon worked inside of 30 seconds, and that is all the time I will ever devote to learning how a social media site works. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The best critique I've seen of Mastodon is that in a part, the kind of the 2020 uprising happened because the video of George Floyd getting murdered got circulated so much on Twitter. Like, people saw it, they weren't able to look away from the atrocity. That could never happen on Mastodon.
Nope.
And that's the biggest kind of thing for why Mastodon is not a replacement for Twitter. Because it will never... At this point, it doesn't look like it'll have the same cultural impact that Twitter can have. Now, of course, that could change. Who knows?
And it's also
at this point, it doesn't seem to get the same thing that Twitter can do.
That doesn't mean it's a failure. Like, a lot of people use it. If you like it, if you find a community there, great. It's just not the same thing. Yeah. It's not the same thing. Like, that's all we're saying.
That's why I was saying, like, replacement for Twitter. They're different things.
Doesn't mean it's not valuable. Just like if Twitter were to turn into just a site for sex workers to make money on, there's nothing wrong with that, but it would not be fulfilling the same role that it currently does.
Yeah, I mean, like, I tried to overthrow my first government on Twitter. I tried to overthrow my most recent government on Twitter. Like, there has to be a social media service that facilitates attempting to overthrow governments. And it's sure as fuck not going to be TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like,
but Twitter is, like, unique because... It's where a lot of people get their news. It's where a lot of people learn things. Like, if a celebrity is trending, are they dead? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, it's where a lot of collective information is. And I don't think there's a site right now that can, like, even come close to how many people rely on Twitter.
I mean, I think it's not that that's where people get news. It's where a certain type of influential person gets their news. Because a lot of people get their news via TikTok. They're just people my age and younger. A lot of people do get news on whatever they look at. The reason why Twitter is impactful is because Twitter's where a whole bunch of people who have influence in other areas get their information from. And that's why it's something that has interest. You know, in 20 years, when everyone who's on TikTok is going to be in their, like, early 30s, who knows what the media landscape is going to be, right?
The most influential media. Yeah, it's the same thing as how, like, back during the French Revolution, the most influential thing in media was this one chick's coffee house, right? Because it's just where all of the people that had the most people listening to them independently happened to hang out together. That's what Twitter's been for a while.
Yeah.
And that's not always a good thing, because everyone who hangs out on Twitter gets their brain broken in a very specific way. And we're watching it continue to happen to the wealthiest man in the history of the human race, which has been a hoot.
But also, I mean, and this is the thing people on Twitter talk about all the time. Twitter is like the only place in the modern world where you can actually interact with the ruling class and, like, make their lives materially worse. Like, the only other thing you could possibly try to do in order to do that is, like, get you and 700 of your friends to try to storm in their mansion, and they'll probably shoot you.
Yeah, when I have a bad day, I can find the heir to the Habsburg fortune, and I can tweet him a picture of the dead body of his cousin who, after he was shot to death for carrying out a coup in Mexico. Yeah. I can do that on twitter.com and no other websites.
I will warn you that you do get banned for certain dead dictator memes. I've had a few Mussolini bans, but otherwise, yeah, it's a glorious website.
It is.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying pictures that people have responded to Nancy Pelosi's retirement thing with right now. And it's just, if you guys click the bottom link, there's an absolute banger.
Unfortunately, I saw that before you earlier today.
It's one of the most cursed things.
That is like a horror movie level picture.
No one described it.
Oh no!
What it is?
Oh no!
No, describe it.
Imagine if like you were doing a horror movie where like people are in a haunted house and there's like a demon in the walls and it at some point like pulls out like a man-sized demon,
the movie, like
comes out of the wall and pulls a person into the wall. It looks like that, but the demon in the wall is instead in a copy of the Constitution and he's cradling Nancy Pelosi, but she has the body of a 20-year-old female college student.
Oh god.
It is.
Well, I feel like that's
existentially
that's enough for today.
Maybe we should break this down.
I think we have gazed into the Twitter abyss for long enough. It's been about 40 minutes. I think we can call it that.
This is enough. I promise we won't talk about Twitter like this for another several weeks.
For a while. We won't be here next time, but enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, we're all going to log off this and then go on Twitter.
I'm not. I have to do my job.
Yeah, I'm going to go write about Sam Bankman-Fried. Happy Christmas, you fucks.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.